Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? Ew, seriously. They squeeze the grease out of the wool and process it with chemicals, and then you eat it. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I got rid of products I didn't want anywhere near my body. I found that many multivitamins contain high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and even lacked some of the nutrients we actually needed. So what did I do? At 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. Ritual's products are made traceable, meaning we share the science and sourcing for every single ingredient. For example, our vegan vitamin D3 comes from sustainably harvested lichen in Nottingham, England, not sheep. We trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. See for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, this episode contains some mildly offensive language. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to Within Brim Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down.
Arr, it's time, it's Within Brim Skin time.
It's time.
Oh, let me tell you, number 175, I feel alive. The reason why I'm speaking like this is because apparently yesterday was International Talk Like a Pirate Day, and I missed it, and I miss it, and I'm so upset.
Yeah, you should be upset, because you do the pirate thing really well.
But this is my thing, I do this every year.
I can't do that.
I'm so upset.
No, it's, me heart I'm not be even going to try.
Me heart be broken. I don't be knowing what's going on, but I can't believe that I missed such a thing.
This episode is a tribute to Johnny Depp.
well, he's a different kind of pirate. You know what I'm saying? Savvy.
What? Savvy. What does that mean?
He's like a laid-back savvy. You know what I mean? I can't do him. I got to do the horror. Wait, hold on. Let me get it.
What's his name?
I'd be having to do it nice and raggedy like this.
What's the dude's name from Pirates of the Caribbean? The Jack's like rival.
Oh yeah, he
in like the first like two movies.
Yeah, I don't remember his name.
Oh my god, he sounded like that though.
Yeah,
that's exactly how he sounded.
Yeah, Barbosa. Hector Barbosa.
Ah, yeah, that was it.
Captain Hector Barbosa. It took me a second, but I was there. It's early, guys. It's early, man.
It is
pretty
early.
You know, what can I tell you?
I got here earlier than Brim did.
You did, surprisingly.
I know.
Look at him sitting back like the Kermit. Picture Kermit in that meme, you know, sitting with his little pinky up in the air and everything. He's like, yeah. Look at him. He's sipping his tea. He's like, I got here before Brim today.
I'm not saying anything, but I did get here before you.
Well, listen, the sun shines on a dog's ass every once in a while. Let me tell you.
Okay.
Hey, listen, I'm proud of you. You want a cookie? You want a cookie?
I already got my donut.
Wow. Okay. Didn't even bring me a donut, just saying.
I actually did buy two donuts.
But you ate them. It's okay, I can't. But I woke up, I was up on time. I was up at 6 o'clock. And then I was getting ready and I'm like, okay, well,
you're like, Alex is not gonna be there at
Alex,
7.
There was no way you were gonna be here at 7.
I would have been here at 7:15 if not for traffic.
But technically you were still late.
I was but I
So I was correct.
I did tell you, I messaged you at 6:15 and I was right. Like, I'm leaving now.
Yeah.
That usually means I'd be here in an hour. But then I stopped and grabbed Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
I needed something.
You needed something. Mr. Smiles over here. Anyway, number 175, I feel alive, as always, Within Brim Skin, brought to you by Manatail Hair Care Products. Discover the secret. Beyerdynamic, dynamic, high-quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need. And Zoom North America, the best podcasting equipment in the world.
World. World. World. World.
Also going to do a special shout out today to Vamp Fangs as well as Spirit Hoods, who have been
Spirit Hoods.
Spirit Hoods, love them so much.
We've I know.
Been awesome, awesome, awesome. Sending me some awesome product for some upcoming photo shoots. And yeah, man, I just used a couple of the fangs this past week. I showed you a couple of the pictures. And
yeah,
really,
I saw the Spirit Hood photos on Instagram, I think, because Megan showed me them.
Oh, yeah, with the new one?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. It's the Wolverine.
Yeah.
It's that flavor.
Yeah.
That's the flavor.
Because every time she sees them, she's like, get me one. And I'm like, they're like $200, babe. I'm sorry, but like, I can't.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to buy one for me before I buy one for you. I'm sorry, not sorry.
They're like close to $350, unless you're getting them on sale or something like
that. That's what I'm saying. Like, if I buy one, I'm wearing it. Yeah. You're not touching this. This is mine.
they're freaking amazing. I love them so much.
And, oh, my God. They're great.
What do you call it? But, man, they keep you warm as sin. And it was hot. We were out doing this photo shoot. So I was doing the shoot with Roy Arthur Photography. Roy, I've known for quite some time now. And my friend Shannon Collins, who I've known for quite some time now, she is with Long Island Paranormal, so I know for years for the cons and doing events, and we're on the same tour trail a lot of the time. So when I was looking around, I was figuring out what we're gonna do model wise. We all knew each other. We're just like, hey, why don't we do this and let's start it. So
there you go.
So we had a couple ideas. We did some vampire stuff, some vampire witchy stuff the other day. And we're going to be doing another shoot with J.R. Messina, who's one of my favorite photographers as well.
Okay.
We're going to be doing the like a werewolf type thing, which I'm super, super stoked about because I've got from Vamp Fangs the long vampire fangs, the sabers.
Okay.
And
yeah, I got you.
We're probably going to do like a mixture of like werewolf meets Viking.
Brim going to be biting on some necks.
Probably, yeah. Yeah,
yeah,
what do you
I
call
know.
It?
he nods his head violently.
Yeah,
that's so funny.
Because it's obviously I'm not really biting, but like
I know it was a joke, but yeah. It's, yeah.
No, but I'm so psyched. Listen, man, it's great to do shoots by myself. You know what I mean? But it is so much cooler to do shoots.
He's got such an ego, guys.
What?
I'm joking.
What are you talking about? No, it's great.
You
to
were
do
like,
shoots.
I love to do shoots by myself.
No, I'm saying, but it's so much better. Just like the shows. Yeah, I could pull off doing the show by myself, but it's so much better when you're here or when Megan's here with you. You know what I mean? Or just,
I know.
Like, so that's what I'm saying. Like doing the shoot with a model, it's so much more fun. You know what I mean?
I would imagine.
Because at least you're interacting.
Because the
engaging.
Model's there now.
Well, that too. It also ups my game like 500%. You
oh,
know what
yeah.
I mean?
And people will click online because model.
Yeah. There you go. Listen, man, I'm sorry to break and burst your bubble, but I mean, my posts get pretty decent engagement. Thank you very much.
Yeah, but model gets engagement because model.
Well, from the guys.
Yes, yes.
From the guys.
And from some of the girls.
This is true. But the girls, at least I've been, lucky enough, knock on wood, I've got, lots of girls that pay attention. So, and I have lots of guys that pay attention. So thank you all. I appreciate you. I love you all, each and every one of you. So anyway, that being said, super amped, work with Roy and Shannon and JR and Shannon and some other photographers I know are going to be jumping on board the train as well, because we got a lot of really cool stuff going on. So
don't worry, Brim, I got it.
This is I don't know what are you looking for? He's pulling wires over here. And I don't know. There we go.
Yeah, I'm trying to grab a phone charger.
Okay.
And I was like, don't pay attention to me. And then you had to bring attention to it. So now I'm going to just be like, no, ignore me.
It's content. I don't care. What do you call it? But that's for an Android,
Yeah, I know.
So why don't you use one of the
one of the iPhone ones for my Android phone? Oh, my God. I didn't think about that.
I thought you had an iPhone.
No, I have an old Android.
Oh, I thought you had an iPhone.
I did for a while because my Android broke, but then I bought a new Android.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, no. You had the iPhone and then you lost the new iPhone, didn't you?
No.
Oh, no. You left it at a rehearsal.
No.
It was the Apple. I mean, not the Apple, the Android you left.
No.
You left a phone at your what do you call it, at the studio, not this studio.
Yeah, I know. I did, but like I got that
but
back.
But you got it back.
I got that back the
okay.
same day.
But you did lose it.
It was this phone.
Oh, my God.
But no, my old phone just straight up died.
Okay.
Like my old Samsung, I was driving to here, like to the studio,
right.
Listening to music in the car. All of a sudden, music just turns off. phone goes black.
No good.
I bring it in to go get fixed, and they're like, oh, yep, tough luck. We can't fix it.
They're like, you suck it, jackass.
Essentially, yeah. That's so I was using my old iPhone for like a few months. You remember that. And then my brother gave me this phone because he was like, I don't need this anymore.
Yeah, that old iPhone was the shits. I got to tell you, I remember that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were just like, I'm going to use. I'm like, Alex, can I just buy you a phone? You're like, no. I don't want you to buy me a phone, Brim. It's like, okay.
It's not. Listen,
you said no. I was going to get you a phone.
Well, because I didn't want a phone without an aux jack.
Okay.
And guess what? I got a phone with an aux jack.
Yeah, that's like one or two back. You know, like.
Oh, no. This is the Note 9. We're on the Note 20 now.
That's a lot far back.
Yeah, it's a lot far back.
That's a lot farther back than I thought. Yeah, man. What do you call it? Anyways. So, yeah, just wanted to make sure to give a special shout out to everybody, especially, like I said, Vamp Fangs and Spirit Hoods. Just fantastic products. And what do you call it? Love them to death. I really love the Wolverine one. I actually would wear that one out to, like, red carpets and stuff.
Oh, my God. I would wear the hoods out Even in the middle of summer, I would try to wear them out.
Yeah, the panther, which is what looks like a bear. I couldn't wear that outside of photo shoots.
It's too hot.
It's just, one, it's too hot, but two, I think it's, even though I think they're the same bulk, I think it's too bulky. You know what I mean? It's great. It's a great jacket. I love it for the shoots.
Right.
But on me, I'm already a really big guy, so it just makes it look even bigger.
He just bulks up.
Right. But the, what do you call it?
Big chungus over here.
But this one is, well, shut up. This one is a lighter color.
Well, I meant when you have on the jacket.
Yeah. Well, but this one is a lighter. Shut up. You're full of it. What do you call it? This one's a lighter color jacket. So what do you call it? So it works really nice. I like the way it looked. I really did.
Okay.
I was looking a little
Brim
sexy.
Brim was looking a little sexy.
I was looking a little sexy, I gotta admit.
He was looking hot, guys.
I'm gonna re-show you the picture.
Ladies, you tell me. You should look, and men, you better watch out. He's after you ladies.
No, I'm not. But listen, look.
All right, men, you better watch out. Your ladies are after him.
Come on, you're a little gay. I mean, not bad,
I
right?
like the jacket.
Wow, you're not even saying that I look good?
Your hair, I like the top hair. The bottom needs a little work.
Really? It was a quick shot that I took with the jacket. I'm just saying, in all, if you just take a quick look at it.
Total, like everything?
Everything.
Everything?
Yeah.
7.5 out of 10.
You're full of it. You're just being a dick.
I'm not. No, it's my
honest
opinion.
You know how many messages I got from this picture?
It's my honest opinion.
You know how many freaking, I'm just not your type. That's okay.
What?
That's okay.
I'm taking my bias out of it.
That's okay. How about this? I took this shot with my hair half.
Oh no, that the other one's better.
You think so?
Oh God, yeah, the other one's way better.
See, you're such a jerk.
No, what? I'm literally giving you an unbiased opinion.
I'm insulted that my you know bi friend does not think I'm attractive.
7.5 out of 10 isn't enough.
That is low. That's low on the totem pole.
That's
We're taking
not
a break.
Low.
Just shut your damn mouth,
That's
Alex.
Not low.
That's so damn low. We're
I
taking a break.
I rate myself worse than that.
I'm saying we're taking a break. We're taking a damn break.
Oh my God.
And we'll be right back with within Brimskin.
Hey, what's cracking? This is Well G from Fast and Furious, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone. Hey.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool!
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.beyerdynamic.com.
It's morphin' time!
Hey, this is Brennan Mejia from Power Rangers Dino Charge, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
No work, no effort, just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hey, this is Damian Clark from Dragon Ball Z, Borderlands, and a bunch of other shows you may or may not have seen. And you're listening to Within Brim Skin. And if that doesn't creep you out, nothing will.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, this is Kat Cressida, the voice of the Black Widow Bride from Disney's Haunted Mansion, the voice of Dee Dee from Dexter's Laboratory, and Jesse from Toy Story, and you're listening to Within Brim Skin with Brimstone.
What's up, guys? We're back with Within Brim Skin, talking about ratings.
I hate you.
Why?
Give me a 7.5.
I rate myself
worse than 7.5.
No.
I'd rank you at least a 9. At least a 9.
That's because your standards are super low then.
No, they are not. And you give me 7.5. You son of a bitch.
You're not a 9.
Son of a bitch.
I'm not a 9.
Listen.
I'm not a 9.
Check this
out. No matter what you say, I am not a 9. I am.
He's a 9, but he's always late. He's a 6. Dick. 7.5.
I don't even rate myself that high, asshole. God damn it.
I'm just playing. I don't give a shit what you think of how I look. I don't care what most people think of how I look.
And first off, I was rating your picture, not you.
Okay.
Overall.
All right, I'll give you that.
Give me that.
I'll give you that, Jesus Christ.
Like Leo in Titanic, in the movie Titanic, yeah. Like is going to be a much higher rating than Leo now.
Well, he's got a ginormous head, but we've already spoken about that.
We've already spoken about that, but Leo in the Titanic
I don't know how he walks around. And like he's got such a big head now, like it's like how do you like not fall over? You know what I mean? It's like a pumpkin.
I don't care what you say.
It's like a pumpkin.
He's hot in the Titanic, man.
He's a good looking guy. Listen, the Titanic, he's a great looking guy. I can say that with my
he's
full
young
masculinity.
And hot in that movie.
See, listen, man. Well, when I was younger, I was hot too, so F you, bro.
But now
thank
he's not
much.
He's not young.
Well, now I'm not young,
I mean,
and
he's
I'm not hot either.
Not as hot.
I used to be hot. I wish I was still hot.
I rated you a pretty good rating
7
in that
and
photo.
A half, 7. You just told me I look like a homeless person. Now, look at your hair and this and your this photo. 7.5, Brim.
Homeless people are literally a rating of 1.
Do they think you?
Homeless people are literally a rating of 1.
Okay.
So how is that even close?
Listen.
Today's secret word is...
Homeless.
Homeless. No, that's messed up. It's, wait, hold on.
Today's secret word is...
7.5. There you go.
Yeah, because I'm going to say 7 and a blank. Like, that's total... First off, that's not even a word.
What?
Can we just say that?
That's 2 words.
7.5 is actually, like... 4.
It's early. I can't count. What do you go? Listen, that's okay. But technically, it's only 1 because it's 7.5. It's a number, and a number is not a word. You see what I'm saying?
7.5 is 3 words.
Such a dick.
It is.
Why?
It's 3 words.
For such a vagina, why are you being a dick?
You know what? I'm not going to censor this episode because we've cursed a lot, and I don't feel like going back through all of this. So this is going to be a fun episode.
But you can't. We can't put it out like that.
Yeah, we can.
No, we can't.
Yeah, well, I'll just put like a little disclaimer in the beginning. I'll be like, hey, children, turn this off.
It's 10 p.m. Do you know where your children are?
It's actually 10 a.m.
This is true.
Hello.
Your kids should be school.
Yeah, listen to Haley. Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
Are there kids listening? Because they really should be in school right
now.
Are
you nuts?
Yeah. Where's all the good ones, the newer ones that she had done not too
what?
Long ago?
Oh.
Do you even know where those are?
Yeah, they're on the computer.
Okay, because we need to start using some of those.
Brim, I hope you realize that me saying, do you even know where those are? It's like saying, yeah, it's in my house.
You suck.
Like my entire house.
You suck at this. I was like, I say how amazing my engineer is. I'm like, my engineer is the shiznizzle, brah.
You know, if I was here, this entire computer would be organized. Like, if I was actually here all the time,
yeah,
this computer would be fully organized. Everything would have a backup. Everything would be color-coded and name-coded, and I could find anything in 5 seconds. Guaranteed.
Yeah, yeah,
guaranteed.
Yeah.
Give me the time, and I'll have it done in 4 weeks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's all I hear is yapping.
I don't have the time.
This is what I'm seeing.
You don't have the time to do half the things that you want to do either.
This is what I'm seeing. My hands flapping.
Blah, 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 blah.
This is what I want to see. Mouth closed.
Oh, yeah, you don't want.
No, I don't want that. No,
no,
I don't want that.
I'm not going to talk to the rest of the show.
No, 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 no. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Oh, man. Now I done screwed myself. Anyway, come on, man.
Nope.
You said something. You already broke
the
rule. No. You broke your rule. You broke your rule. Anyways.
This is ridiculous.
Hey, you've had enough.
Oh. I'm having fun, though.
Now you've had enough.
Okay. So, I want to wish a happy birthday to my dad.
How'd you know?
It's my birthday. Well, oh, it's not your birthday.
Yeah, I know it's not.
So, I'm going to sing happy birthday to my dad. Here we go. Happy birthday to you.
Yo!
Happy birthday to you.
Yo!
Happy birthday, dear
Daddy.
Happy birthday to you. Thank you.
I hope I sang beautifully.
You did. You sounded like an angel.
Oh, I know
like
I did.
An angel.
Yeah, yeah.
My voice.
No, you didn't, you jackass!
I serenaded everyone. The whole audience. They're just so turned on right now.
Oh, my God. Anyways. So, so happy birthday to my dad. What do you call it? I wanted to hear about, I know you had said, because the next segment we're going to talk about Z100 and everything where I did this past week with Kim. What do you call it? I'll tell you about all that.
Okay. Yeah, because I just got confused. You lost me.
Yeah, no, I'll explain it to you. I know you don't know what's going on. But what do you call it? What's this band Wheel that you were talking about? They're pretty cool.
Oh, I mean, all right. So, I mean, it's kind of a fun story. So, like, my bass player of my old band, he listens to a lot of, like, doom stuff.
Right.
So, like, really, like, sludge and just really slow stuff that I can't stand.
Slow, chunky, heavy stuff?
Yeah, like, really slow. Like, right. To the point where if you speed it up, like, a 14-minute song to, like, 5 minutes, then you can actually hear the guitar riff. Like, that's, you know, that's how slow we're talking here.
Wow.
Yeah.
I blame Canada.
I don't blame Canada. But yeah, there's bands like Sun, parentheses, times, like, 5 parentheses, and, like, I don't, it's weird. They're weird bands. Anyway, so I showed him this band called Porcupine Tree, which is...
Porcupine Tree,
yeah.
Why?
No, they're phenomenal. They're really good.
Not with that name.
No, they are phenomenal.
Listen, I'm sorry, Porcupine Tree, but half this business is branding. Anybody naming themselves Porcupine Tree, I don't care how talented you are, nobody's going to listen to you.
That's not true. They have a massive following. They're probably bigger than Tool.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. Steven Wilson, especially now that he did his own solo stuff, like, they're massive, massive in the prog, like, scene. Anyway, so...
What is it called? Porcupine Tree?
Porcupine Tree. So I showed him Porcupine Tree, and he has been listening to them, like, nonstop. And so I showed him Porcupine Tree, which is my music. He listens to doom stuff. So apparently the combination of our two musics is Wheel. Because Wheel just showed up right after Porcupine Tree, and Zach was like, yo, Alex, have you heard of this band? And he messaged me the song Wheel by Wheel, and I listened to it, and I was like, oh, my God. So, like, the combination of our two music is basically Tool.
That's a wicked kit he's got there.
Oh, my God.
That's the Wheel guy.
Gavin Oh, that's Wheel?
Yeah, I mean, not Wheel,
Porcupine Tree. Gavin Harrison, I believe his name is the drummer. He is pretty insane. He does some wild stuff.
They have 113,000 followers on Instagram. Okay, they have, you know, maybe like 15,000 more than me. All right, I'll give them that, 20,000 more than me.
Porcupine Tree,
My name is cooler, though.
They're really good.
My name is cooler, though, Alex.
Combine Genesis and
I am joking.
I know. Combine Genesis and Dream Theater.
I didn't say they were going to suck. I just said the name sucks.
I don't mind the name.
I imagine they're probably a phenomenal band.
Oh, they are.
Because I know you don't normally listen to shit, so.
No, I do listen to some terrible music.
Not that you would be like, oh my God, you got to hear this.
Oh, yeah, no, I never talk about it. Yeah. I never talk about the terrible music that I listen to.
I just, you know, like, but with the name Porcupine, like, why? Like,
because it's supposed to be odd. Like, think about, like, the Aristocrats. Like, it's a weird name, but, like, they're incredible.
But it sounds fun. Aristocrats sounds fun.
It is fun.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, Primus sounds cool.
Primus is...
Porcupine Tree
my God.
Does not sound cool.
Yeah, but they're good.
Sure. That's like naming a band Platypus, and there is a band Platypus.
Is there a band Platypus?
Yes, there is.
Are they good?
Actually, I'm pretty sure they are.
They are really good?
I forgot. I think it's a super group.
I'm going to have to check them out.
I got to look it up real quick.
What about Mr. Big? That's a weird name for a band.
That's a great name. It's so stupid, it's awesome.
I disagree. I actually disagree.
Platypus band.
Is it really a supergroup?
Yeah.
Who from right. From like who?
Platypus.
Platypus.
Members of Dream Theater, King's X, and
no,
Dixie Dregs.
No way.
Yep.
Platypus.
I'm pretty sure for a minute there my friend Rod played in it. Rod Morgenstein, but I could be wrong. It's progressive rock.
All right, wait. Who are these members? Members are Oh, John Myung from...
Yep, Rod Morgenstein was in it.
Yeah.
My buddy Rod.
All right.
And I I remember, the stuff was amazing.
Does he also play in Dream Theater? Derek?
John Myung does,
I'm
pretty sure.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
He did, wow. Yeah. Okay, so it's the keyboard... One of the keyboard players from Dream Theater, the first one, I think. The current bass player of Dream Theater. And then I don't know... Rod Morgenstein? Who is that?
That's my buddy Rod Morgenstein. He's from Dixie Dregs and from Winger.
Oh,
he's freaking phenomenal. I love Rod. First of all, I love him as a drummer. He's one of my idols. I love him tremendously.
I've seen him.
But Rod as a person is a good friend. I love him to death. I haven't seen him in a while. Obviously because of COVID and everything, but his tour schedule is ridiculous, and then he also teaches for Berklee. You know what
okay.
I mean? And actually, I'm going to be in Boston in another week or so doing a con. I should see if he's out there or if he's home.
I think I may have seen him play with the Steve Morse band.
Yeah. And they also do the Jelly Jam.
I've never seen Jelly Jam, but I did see Steve Morse band.
Yeah. But this is the stuff that guaranteed you'd probably like their stuff. You know what I mean? You don't even have to guess. I mean, it's incredible music.
I mean, it's basically two members of Dream Theater. I know the drummer Steve Moore. I remember seeing them, and they were phenomenal. I just don't know the other person, but yeah, they're probably going to be really good.
I would assume. Oh shoot, we're way over. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with some Within Brimskin.
Are you looking for something special? Perhaps a perfect Irish gift for Christmas.
Why not own a piece of the Emerald Isle?
Now available as an e-gift, you can instantly download the deed to your own plot of land.
For every plot of land sold, a tree is planted.
A step towards Emerald Heritage's goal of safeguarding Ireland's landscape for future generations.
Visit emeraldheritage.com to become a squire or a squiress now.
Again, that's emeraldheritage.com.
Hey everybody, this is Kari Payton, Cyborg from Teen Titans Go, and you're listening to Brimstone. Enjoy.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or... teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior. Yada!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman! Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
Making soy sauce kick again.
Hey, this is Noah Hathaway from The NeverEnding Story, Battlestar Galactica, Troll, etc., etc. You're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl. Ah, you're still fresh from this morning's bath.
That Mane and Tail Deep Moisturizing Shampoo and Conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear Prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled Woman of the Water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear Prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye old shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
Hey guys, this is Robert Dobby from Goonies. You heard that about that film. And Die Hard, is it a Christmas film or not? How about James Bond, License to Kill? Or Showgirls? Anyway, you're listening to Within Brim's Skin. Do you understand what that means? Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone? So get ready to rumble, pals.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
It's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Heroes!
We saved today!
I see what you did there!
up, save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof. I'll get you next time, Budget Hero!
And we're back to Brim texting on his phone.
I'm always messaging on my phone. Who's, where, are you new?
What? No, I know. You're always, guys, he's always doing something. He's always trying to, like, contact people or, like, do work. Like, he never stops working. Even when we're recording, he doesn't stop working.
But I'm still here. I'm on it, right? I'm still on it.
You are.
Thank you very much.
You just didn't notice that I started recording.
Yeah. No, I didn't know you started recording.
And not until I talked.
Yeah. Shut up. Of course I did. So today, what do you call it? I'm going to be heading out after we're done out to Sweetbriar Nature Preserve. They're here on the island. They're out in, like, Smithtown-ish area.
Okay.
If you guys are not from Long Island, you don't know about it, but it's a fantastic spot. They take in a lot of animals that, you know, were, you know, hurt and needed to be rehabbed and can't necessarily go back out into the wild. So I'm actually going to go there and play with a bunch of the animals.
I'm going to do some... I hate you.
I'm going to do some content. I invited you, you know, but you don't remember that, did you?
I don't remember.
Yeah. You're not going to be able to go anyway because you probably got something to do afterwards anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what do you call it? I'm going to go there and play with some of the baby animals. What do you call it? Well, what
I'm going to go see the Jonas Brothers.
What? That's today?
No.
No?
No.
Why are you saying about Jonas Brothers?
Well, just because that's what I'm doing.
Today?
No, not today.
But that's not for real.
Yes, it is for real. I'm going to go see the Jonas Brothers.
Today?
No, not today, but
when?
At a future point.
Really? Why?
I think...
I'm lying. I like the Joe Bros. I'd be cool with that.
I'm seeing them on the 24th.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. They're playing with Mariah Carey.
No, that's not good.
What do you mean, no, that's not good?
We're not talking about that on air. You know that situation.
Me and
Mariah Carey situation?
I don't know if I recall the situation, but they are playing with Mariah Carey. That is fact.
That is odd. All right, well, we're not going to talk about that.
And guess who else is on the bill that I'm also going to go see?
Who?
The Jonas Brothers and Mariah Carey are opening up for Metallica.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. I swear to God, this is a real show.
No.
You really don't believe you? Don't,
I don't believe you.
You don't believe me?
I have to talk
me?
About C100, but I don't believe you.
You don't believe me?
We have to fight about this first.
Go ahead, talk.
No, I'm talking.
All right, fine.
I want to know what the hell you're talking about. That is the oddest thing.
I'm going to Global Citizen Festival 2022.
There's just the three of them on the same bill?
Metallica, Maneskin, the Jonas Brothers, Mariah Carey, Charlie Puth, and Mickey Gayton.
Ugh.
So, yes, I'm going to go see Mariah Carey and the Jonas Brothers open up for Metallica.
Okay. That's fine. I think that's interesting.
Isn't that weird?
It's just, it's a festival. Isn't that a festival? Sometimes festivals are a little wonky.
Yeah, but like every single one of these people is pop except for Metallica.
No, they're not. Maneskin's metal.
Well, all right. Maneskin's not metal.
I'm really not into them at all.
Maneskin is metal. Put your love on me. That's metal? That's not metal. I'm begging you. That's not metal.
I don't know. I don't know any of this stuff because, yeah.
Yeah, wait, what? How do you not know that song?
I've heard it.
Yes, you have.
But I just am not interested whatsoever.
They also have that TikTok song that's gone viral.
I don't know.
Oh my God, I don't remember the name of the song. But they have a TikTok song that has gone absolutely viral.
It's possible. You never touched the timer, by the way.
Oh, well, yeah. You know what? I figured we could just wing this time. Like, I don't know. Like a wing. Like a winger.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. Bring it full circle, kind of.
Full circle.
All right, we got 5 minutes, essentially. We got 5 minutes to fill.
Okay.
So can you blab your mouth for 5 minutes?
Of course. I got to talk about Z100. So, so what do you call it? For those of you who don't know, I have some friends over at Z100, like Scary Jones and so forth over at the... what do you call it? The Elvis Duran The Morning Show, which if you're not in New York, you still might know them. I mean, they are one of the reasons why a lot of people got into radio. They're very, very cool. You know, like when I tell you, you know, just big radio shows, big broadcasting, you know, you think of Elvis Duran The Morning, Howard Stern, people like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was invited down to go and do one of their... you know, one of their sister broadcasts, which is the Serial Killers. And you know that I'm doing the Serial Killers video game.
Yeah, Serial Killers.
So it all kind of worked out together. And, you know, I met Scott and Andrew when I was there with Skiri a while back. And they were like, hey, can you come in and, you know, and we'll do the show. I was like, absolutely. And then it took forever for us to figure out when I could get in there and when the schedules were going to vibe. Finally, we were like, all right, this past Friday, I was like, let's do it. Let's make it happen. I had spoken to my friends over at Japan Crate, and I had them send me a ton of different cereal. Because on the show, it's all rating different cereals.
Oh, okay.
It's not serial killer like killers, like, you know, like, you
yeah.
know, like,
no, I got you.
You know,
yeah, yeah.
Manson and stuff like that. It's, you know, cereal, actual, you know, cereal, and then you eat the cereal on air, and they rank the cereal.
That's kind of funny.
By spoons, half a spoons, bowls, goes up to 5 bowls.
Oh, my God.
So you could do like a bowl and 2 spoons. Or...
I rate this 2 bowls and a spoon.
There you go. Or 3 bowls and a half a spoon, you know, like stuff like that.
So it starts, it goes off from 1 spoon to 5 bowls.
Yeah.
That's the, so is 5 spoons equal to 1 bowl? How that works?
That I don't know. It's a good question. All I know is I just went with
like
it.
Is 5 spoons bigger than 1 bowl?
A half a spoon, and then there's a spoon. A half a spoon and a spoon. I guess a spoon is a half, and a spoon
is a half a bowl.
I think so.
So 2 spoons is bigger than 1 bowl.
2 spoons is a bowl, I think.
2 spoons is a bowl.
I think so.
So 4 spoons is bigger than a bowl.
Yes.
So if I rate something 4 spoons,
that's
and you
bowls.
Rate something,
I think it's 2
a bowl.
I think yeah.
Then mine wins.
I could be wrong, but yes, I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
This system seems a little complicated.
It is complicated, but it's okay. I'm blonde. I don't. But it was a lot. It was so much fun. So we had our friends from Japan Crate. They sent a whole ton of Japanese. You know, so we got a whole bunch of international cereals.
Now, how many spoons and bowls did they rate?
We were back and forth. Some of them we were low on, like a bowl. Some was a spoon. Others were up to 4 and 5 bowls.
That's a lot of bowls and spoons.
That's a lot of bowls and spoons. And it was hilarious. So I brought Kim with me because, you know, Elvis Duran show is in Z100 is what.
Did Kim bring her own spoons and bowls?
They had the spoons and bowls there. We brought the cereal and milk. So we were traipsing.
So there's milk in this equation,
yes,
too.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
We were traipsing around Manhattan with I'm carrying a big thing of cereal, and she's carrying this big gallon of milk. It's hilarious.
This is too complicated for me.
Yeah, no. But it was fun. It was a lot of fun. What do you call it? So it was in the Elvis Duran studios right next to it. And what do you call it? Yeah, just so much fun. We had such a blast. And, you know, look, it's always fun to do collab stuff and guesting on different shows. But when you're talking about, you know, Z100, which technically is a sister show or sister network, simply because they're on iHeart as well. You know, it's an honor and a privilege. So,
on a scale of spoon to bowl, how did their studio rank against ours?
Oh my God, they're 5 bowls over us.
Oh my God, 5 bowls!
I'm sorry,
man. I can't believe what I'm hearing!
Well, but they have all state-of-the-art stuff. I mean, we're not on the... Listen, if we were on the iHeart teat... Okay, and
you've
made
my day one spoon.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Well, no, but you know, listen, it doesn't mean our studio is normally a 4.5, you know, bowl type studio.
Oh, thank God.
You know what I'm saying? But they just have. I'll show you pictures. Their studios. I mean, they have a ridiculous amount of money to play with.
Five bowls worth. Apparently.
Well, we're independently, you know, bankrolled. You know, we are our own company that works with these other companies. So, yeah, man. When I tell you there are certain changes I'd love to make like that, you'd be like happier than a pig and spit.
Oh, I'm sure I would be.
But so you know, eventually when we move out of here and into a different place, you know, where we have more space, then we make that happen. But anyway, that's about all the time we have. So I thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with Alex and I here on Within Brimskin. Make sure you check us out every Tuesday. Also, make sure to check out the Dirty Little Secrets Club on Tuesdays as well with my girl Dana and I. Also, the Grindhouse Radio, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard, every single Thursday night. That's a lot of fun. And yeah, man, we got lots of cool things coming up. I'm filming a couple different movies. We're going to be talking about lots of stuff coming up. So make sure you tune in next week.
Don't forget to rate our show 5 out of 5. Bowls.
And make sure it's the cereal bowls, not the bowls Alex would like. Holla.
Good night. It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.